Parsha Kitavo contains some of the most famous psukim in the Torah, and I don't say that in every Parsha. And why are these the most famous? Because we recite them in the Haggadah. That's pretty famous, right? So where do they actually come from? They actually come from, these are the psukim we recite when we bring Bikurim. If you were Zocha to come to Eretz Yisrael and on land in Eretz Yisrael, you would bring Bikurim and grow things. You'd bring your first fruits to the Mikdash. And one of the things you do when you get there is you would recite this phrase that talked about how Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, you know, that already Lavan tried to kill us, and Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, brought us here to Eretz Yisrael, gave us the land, and out of Akaras HaTov, here I am, bringing you the first fruits, etc., to the Mikdash. So if you look, the psukim refer to Lavan and Yaakov. Well, actually, the psukim just say Arami Oved Avi. Now, if you look in the footnote here, you'll see that he's following the conventional view that we say Arami Oved Avi is referring to Lavan, that Lavan tried to destroy Yaakov. It's not actually clear that that's what Arami Oved Avi is referring to. That's the view according to the Sifri and Unklus and Rashi and the Haggadah that we all know. But if you were to check out, as he points out, the Midrash and Tehillim and even Ezra, Rabbi Nochan, you know, long list, Forno, Chizkuni, etc., it's talking about Yaakov. And if you ask the Rashbam, it's talking about Avram Avinu. Okay, but let's go with the one that we know from the Haggadah, that it's talking about Lavan. So the question is, why does it just call him Arami? Arami Oved Avi? Why not Lavan Arami? Like, why aren't we specifying it? So what is it? Moshe said it. No, but Moshe is saying this is what, there's a text, this is what we recite in Bikurim. As in, when you get to the Mikdash and you bring your Bikurim, this is the text you have to recite. You have to recite this. In fact, the Mishnah Bikurim, this isn't in here, but the Mishnah Bikurim lists that there were people who knew it by heart, and then the people who didn't know it by heart, and they were embarrassed. And they were embarrassed, so they stopped coming. So they made a new rule, they put it there so you could read it. Okay, and that worked for a while until there were people who didn't know how to read. Not every farmer was literate. So then they said, okay, we'll, you know, read it for you, we'll repeat after me. But that's still pretty embarrassing. So they eventually made it that everybody had it read that way, so it's not to embarrass anybody. There's important lessons there, too, on inclusivity and welcoming everybody and not making people feel embarrassed, okay? So, but this was the text that had to be recited. Like, when you do this, you know, you would get a little card and say, this is what you have to recite. So this is the text, and the text says, Arami Oved Avi, but it doesn't say, Lavan Arami. So he says, why is that? And he says, whose parish is this? By the way, this is the Emes Yaakov. That's Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky on the Parsha, he tells us why. Because what happened? Where did Lavan start tricking Yaakov and trying to hurt Yaakov? That was, of course, when he switched his daughters on him. When instead of giving him Rachel, who Yaakov wanted to marry, he gave him Leah. So how did he pull that off? Now again, the footnote points out that there's differing views on whether everyone was in on it. According to some views, they gave him the idea, and then they're very in on it. He's going to go with a more middle view that he just let them all know this was happening. Shh, no one tell, it's a surprise. There is another view that they didn't, he says, Tosfot Rush, that says that they didn't know about it. So he's going with the view that they all knew about it, and they were all okay with it and compliant. And he says, and that's what it's about. It wasn't just Lavan who hated Yaakov, but all the Aramim, everybody in Lavan's family, everybody in Lavan's town, everybody who came and attended the wedding. And Yaakov had related to them nice. He called them my brother. And instead, they, while he's relating to them, ba'achvav reyut, they are relating to him with Sina, because they're letting Lavan get away with this. And not one of them revealed to it. So who was part of this? Who fooled Yaakov? Was it Lavan? No, it was Arami. All of them. Arami Oved Avi. All the Arameans were in on it. Whoever the Arami, Yemi Sheyeh, Oved Hu Avi, was trying to trick my father. They were all in it. And now we understand that it's part of the Hakar Satov Takarish Baruch Hu. So many people were all in on it, trying to hurt my forefathers, Klai Yisrael. We have the Lavan story, we have the Mitzrayim story. It's also part of the Arami Oved Avi recitation of the Bikurim. And we're saying, Hashem, you guided our family, you guided our history through all that, and I have a karas atov to you that you got us all, and you got us here in Eretz Yisrael, and here in Eretz Yisrael, we're sovereign, and we're able to have land, and I'm able to have the Beis HaMikdash, and I'm able to bring you these bikurim. So it's part of my recognition of everything we've been through, because there have been so many people. It wasn't just one guy. If you had one guy, one adversary, okay, deal with him. But everybody was in on it. Everybody was complicit and compliant. So that's part of our Akaris HaTov. And of course, you know, you can also say that maybe the meaning is not to be complicit when somebody's doing something like that also. Maybe that's also a message you could get from this. But at least our Akaris HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is thank you for saving us from all those people. Not just saving us from Lavan, but saving us from all those Arameans.